All right, everybody, here we go. I've got a very special guest tonight because I've been working to try to set this up so that we can be all in all and have it all locked in by August 1st. And so this is going to be a collaboration with one of the best. So I want to introduce you to Terry Latham.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
You know, I'm sitting here, I got one of these, are y'all all familiar with that LinkedIn?
Yes.
But it's at least one of y'all. There's, I get these emails, and when I first started getting this LinkedIn, and I am, although I sold software and made a good income there, I am still technologically challenged. I guess I started getting these emails, and still get these constantly, but when I first got in part of LinkedIn, I put in, Nick Cannon and Word Diamond, and said, what are you doing? I said, fish. Just put, you know, one of the things I could choose from, I said, fishery. So they put me in a bunch of people of Norway, and anyway, it didn't take a rocket scientist to build this business. That's the greatest thing about this. I still can't figure out how to change it to put back something else. Anyway, Jerry and I have been talking back and forth quite a bit, and one thing, Jerry, y'all, of course, y'all around Jerry, but one thing we don't lack is energy, and we, especially together, we'll bring a lot of kung fu power. But the neat thing is, with what you guys bring in this organization and the white organization, it's just phenomenal what Jerry's done with y'all, what y'all have done. And, of course, a lot of people hear about it, and a lot of things that we've done down here with our organization, a lot of people hear about it, but the thing is, a lot of times people don't realize what they have their hands on when they have somebody as powerful say as, say, Jerry White. And I was sharing with somebody with the other day. Matter of fact, tonight, after I had Jerry come on our call, and I shared with them, I said, you know, if I had Jerry in a jar, I could go diamond in less than 12 months. And I firmly believe it. But if I had Jerry in a jar, I could go diamond in 12 months. But what happens if you drop the jar and it breaks? See, the power of what we have in this business of network marketing is the power of duplication. And what my strength has always been is on the network and the business, and Jerry's all, Jerry's just Jerry. I mean, he's phenomenal in all different aspects. And what we've decided to do is bring our groups together in a certain aspect of a simple thing known as on the call. And a lot of y'all have heard of the things in the past when it comes to what we've done in the past on the calls about the past 4 years. And some of y'all maybe have, and some of y'all maybe haven't. Jerry can get more detail on that. But we're going to do a lot of things together, a lot of exciting things, and drop this thing and take it to the top. We're pretty fired up down here.
Woohoo! Cool.
We'll definitely get more into detail about what's going to happen. And Jerry, I mean, I don't know how far you'll take that, but in the next couple of weeks, we'll pop on a Monday call and break down the details. I got to tell you guys, we know what we have our hands on when it comes to Nikki, and at least sometimes we think we do. But what we put together, it's going to fly. And it's going to be driven by what you guys, who's listening in on what's called what y'all do, and what our team, what we do together, and we're going to come together and be the ones that really, I firmly believe, revolutionize the way people think about Nikki and the way they look at it. Just to simplify the thing and take it to the next level. So I hope you guys are fired up as I am, because it's 11 o'clock down here in Texas time, and I'm not going to be able to go to bed for the next couple hours.
We're getting fired up, too.
We'll put you on night-night, and we'll be talking a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
you,
guys.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.
Jerry.
Yeah. What's happening, Jerry?
What's that?
You've been cooking up things.
Well, you guys got a sense of that?
I think maybe.
When you hear that, what are some of the thoughts that come into your mind?
I'm excited.
Well, I like the driven and on fire and the enthusiasm that he has. Just he can help. I'm excited.
I just caught a little glimmer of we're going to be doing some things together, teaming. Because I just feel that we've got to get hold of the team here and use each other, but that's going to be expanding it, and it's going to make us all better.
Well, you know, tell me this, and this is just from a practical application. If all of you were on the Texas call that's heard around the world, would you have a different level that you would play at?
Probably. I think you'd have a larger commitment.
You have a bigger audience.
Don't forget your homework.
Yeah.
Well, have you all listened to the Texas call?
Yes.
Did anybody listen to the Texas call when you had the Dakota Kent on there?
No. I've been hearing him lately.
Yeah, she graduated the program. She's moving on to gold now.
And when did she start?
4 months ago.
Okay.
So the key here is that people become almost instant rock stars on that. And you could go anywhere. What we're about to do and put together is going to, we are in a mode to prove the next level of rapid fire. And the only way to convince anybody is to hang the numbers to get it done. And what you're going to be around as we put this final touches on this is it's going to be oriented toward everybody shooting for $2,000 a month. Because we believe if you learn how to do that, and you can learn how to turn around and reproduce that. Can y'all see how that's as useful as anything you've done in NECAN so far?
Absolutely.
If you could rock into it and say within 3 or 4 months you could get somebody to $2,000 a month, and you started really having success doing that, how much would your world change?
And you'd have some impact in your voice. I mean, you'd have, absolutely.
Now, if you were to be in a situation where maybe what if Terry and I were both co-facilitating a group that was listened to by over 500 people every Monday night around the world, and you were half of the team and the other half of the team was his team.
So how many people are we talking about on this team?
It's going to be a pretty select group, which probably can only be 6. And so in the formative group, it's going to be 6, and then we're going to rally around and build around that. But there are, if you take the top performing groups in the NECAN North America over the last couple of, about the last year, between the two of us, we have about 50% of all of the top volumes in North America in the last year. What if we cranked it up to 80 to 90% of all the top volumes in North America and really moved that to a position where people wanted to come up next to it? The biggest thing I want you all to have an opportunity to be a part of is to start to join the bigger world. I want you to get credit for who you are and how much you've done. I want you to understand what you're on the verge of. And Terry was talking about the way that right now with the major changes that are occurring in our economy and how the money is moving and where things are changing, have you all noticed that people are freaking out?
Yes.
And with that, we're in the most perfect position of all time, and we haven't been for years because everybody was going to make their money sitting around the house just watching their computer screens' dollar values go up. That was all paper money, and it's starting to evaporate on people. now they're having to come to the reality they're going to have to be able to make a living. You're going to have to do something else, and the only way to do it is a business, and that's what Kiyosaki was talking about. So as we prepare to launch this, he's got people that have been working on computer models and income models and education models and economic models that look at this being 40 times the size of the largest network marketing company that's ever been. So if we want to start speaking and thinking in those terms, imagine what it's going to be like to bring your prospects on a call where we talk back and forth maybe for 15 to 20 minutes with people who are thinking at that level.
Mm.
Or if we have the ability that Terry was talking about, if I could bring Terry's credibility, the guy signs up, about half the people he signs up are already either high six-figure or multi-million millionaires or high six-figure annual incomes, most of them between 30 and 65 years old. So, I mean, he's got a pretty broad range of ages. But that's what he's looking for, and that's the mentality that he works in. Can you imagine brushing some of your prospects up against that kind of a thought process?
Wow.
So it's time to open up the window and let the stuff in and imagine what kind of power you all are going to put out. So I want to go through here, and I'm trying to... too many things going, so I didn't get a chance to enter everybody's email addresses. And Marion probably sent something out to all of you at one time with everybody's, or Chuck and Tracy. So I'm going to try a trick here. Tracy, you were sending those out fairly frequently. Did you send out, I'm going to go to a from here. And did you send out stuff with the group list on it recently?
No, not recently.
Let's check and see if I've got one here. Russell, are you on?
I have a whole group.
I am, but I don't know if I have the list.
I have a list in front of me, a list of everybody's names and emails. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I have that list somewhere, but Russell, is Michelle on today?
No, she's at a swim team deal tonight.
Okay, well, let her know that I put her name down as the back resource for the Thursday, Yakima event.
Okay, with Gloria Wood.
Yeah, so she knows I'm always thinking about her.
Okay.
I'm just checking. How many of you got the email from California?
Which one? Yeah, which one?
That Chuck did.
No. Oh, where did
it was Dr.
The web thing. Yeah.
Okay. What was your assessment of that? Did you listen to the whole thing?
I just listened to the first part. I haven't had a chance to listen.
I haven't listened to it either.
Well, what we want you to do is we want you to go to about a third of the way through. Skip Bob for the first part through and skip Ron for the first part through and then listen to that. Chuck, would you give a little bit of a recap of what you learned and what you think it'll do in the future?
Well, what I learned was the, are you talking about the tech or talking about the presentation?
First the tech, then the presentation.
Well, I learned if you really not know anything and figure it out, just making a bunch of mistakes. Well, with the tech, I learned that we can just about anywhere you want to be, if you've got a computer and a way to hook it into communication, you put on pretty good presentations. Somebody's got a dial-up going.
So if you've got a dial-up, you might star 6 for a second until it comes up. Okay, so what we did, Chuck, to explain how kind of the basics of how we put that together.
Well, we first of all, you and I got together the night before and figured it out.
Trial run.
Did a trial run, a couple of more than one. Then just went up to Irvine and saw the Dr. Jackson, set up the computer. Sandra was there. She was, Sandy, she was, Sarah?
Sarah.
She was awesome, man. She, like, was working overtime and on her own time and just helped bring this whole thing together. She had the hardware that we needed to patch in the telephone into the WebEx system, and I took the doctor's PowerPoint, put it on my computer, and I sat there and pushed a button whenever he pushed his button, and there she went. Now, if we had a cam working properly, we would have seen him also.
You want us to pop that up now, Jerry?
You can roll into that. It's real simple. And anybody have any questions on how to review it?
You know what was really good about the whole presentation, if you haven't seen it, the concept of the whole thing was, here's a doctor, an internal medicine specialist, whose wife got rear-ended and spent the next 15 years in misery, and nobody could help her. She all of a sudden she got in an environment to where her body was able to rejuvenate and perform, and within 3 days she was feeling pretty doggone good, and it just blew him away, where he hung up his jacket and just had to go out and start telling people about this.
And done in a very powerful way, but and laid back, but also very simple, so that it wasn't trying to challenge anybody, but it was just basically looking at common sense. Now,
yep.
Tracy, have you had a chance to review it on the web, Tracy?
I did, not all the way, but yeah, I reviewed it.
Did anything strike you about the quality or the speed at which we were able to turn it back in or anything?
I was actually amazed on how great, number one, the sound was. I think it was a great presentation.
You know, Jeremy, is there a way that you can edit what's been recorded there? That's something I'll be contacting India tomorrow. Chuck and I spent a good deal of time on the phone to India to figure this out. We just need to do that and check and see if that's a digital file, should be able to do that fairly easily. And if we would jump in right at doctor's start, pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Well, we knock out, I think the president had a pretty good input there, but there's some stuff we could edit out.
Yeah, I like his stuff too. It just would have been great to have him on video.
Yeah.
And so, Melody, did you look at that?
No, for some reason I was thinking it was Wednesday that it was on. I was going to listen to it. I must have got my wires crossed on the...
Did you know that? I sent it out in an email.
Yeah.
And so it's on your computer now.
Yeah, so I'll look
at it. Yeah, and all you have to do is just click on the blue writing there.
Okay. Okay, I'm on the site that says Future of Medicine and Ron Hawkins is talking.
Okay, that's the right one if it says 57 minutes on the playtime.
Hey, Jerry, what, I mean, I know I guess they have a visual of having the doctor talk, but I was actually there, and, I mean, obviously it's nice to see him, and he, you know, in person, and he's, you know, he's got a great sense of humor. Very nice. But I was looking a lot of times at the screen. And so
So it's kind of like, are we going to watch him or are we going to watch the screen? So, to me, it didn't make a difference if they were both there or not. I mean, I guess they have maybe Bob Richards, maybe. I don't know. I guess since I was there, I didn't think it was that big of a deal to not have his picture there, too. I mean, it's, you know, but it was still a good presentation. And we usually have DVDs. You can't really see, you know, the CDs. I don't know. Does that make sense? Anybody listening out there?
Right now, mine still says the future of medicine, and people are talking. Will the screen all of a sudden pop up with the flash presentation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There's two speakers before you get to the doctor. There's Jimmy Hawkins, who, well, I guess he took on the master of ceremonies. He introduced Bob Richards, and then Ron got the mic back and introduced Dr. Jackson. And
is there a way to jump forward on that?
There is.
You'll see where the...
Just click on the little green bar down there.
Yeah. Is Jerry still on? I didn't think so.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
Mr. Russell, I'm not finding where you're finding it on the computer. Is it on an email, the connection there? How to get to it?
Jerry sent it.
Okay. Why don't you guys check that out, see if you can give him the heads up. I'm trying to figure out how to email this other piece out to you.
Can somebody just email that to him?
Well, what was that on, the 11th? Friday the 11th.
And it's a recording now, or it's...
Okay, I think I can do it. Just a minute.
Yeah, it was the 12th, actually, recording the future of medicine.
But it's... I don't know what...
That's not it? Holy smoke.
Okay, I will forward it to you.
Using presentation and video.
Yeah, it's just going to say corrected video site. That one.
Okay. Find it?
Yep.
Yeah, we have it.
And let's see here.
So, do it to everybody?
Yep. Somebody just forward it to them all.
I just forwarded it to Wayne.
Cool.
Anyway, the whole point is of this whole thing is that when you guys have a really cool presentation and, well, you guys probably always have a cool presentation, but that we can get, you know, that we could see it, you know, over here, or it doesn't matter where you're at. You can have a
But do you need
WebEx.
Equipment to do this?
What's really neat is you can record it,
yeah,
and then you can send people to it later on that weren't able to make it.
Yeah. But you still need equipment for that.
Well, equipment you need is your laptop and the PowerPoint that the presenter has. And we use they had a piece of hardware that you need that you can tap a telephone into and a headset for the speaker to wear. Chuck, was that piece of equipment for the headset, or was that piece of equipment so that it could be recorded at the WebEx?
That was just a piece of equipment so that you could get it on the telephone line. All the recording equipment's up in India somewhere.
So really, that piece of equipment just made it so that the headset didn't have to have a wire, right?
Right. Well, yeah, the headset... Yeah, so it could be wireless and tap it into the phone. That was that adapter. Remember, we were reading the recording thing, and it said you needed the adapter?
Yeah. Okay. Well, The exciting part of it is the quality of stuff that we can do, the reduction in the amount of miles, and this is something that we want to think about as you're working and building your businesses, is that people are going to say, if there's a business that I can build where I don't have to drive around a lot, I don't have to fly around the country a lot, but I can still connect with all the people I need to connect with, it's a powerful piece of equipment as we move into the future. Let me just check. Thanks, Chuck. You guys are amazing at putting all that together.
Yeah.
But, here, I got a question.
Yeah.
What's the cost to do that?
To do the recording?
Right, to use the web apps and record.
Well, I haven't ever been billed for any of it because it's a President's Club perk that they're doing right now.
Okay.
So the cost of that to all of us to get that one recording anyway was zero.
Right.
And I don't know what the monthly rate is going to be, but it will be open to the general rank and file distributor base pretty quickly, I think. And I think it's not very much to just access what all that stuff will do. So pretty exciting on the horizon, and we'll just use it like crazy. And that means to me, if just the diamonds have it, you notice that, let's say, one of us has the account, you were able to use my account. So we might have, and we could do, basically, there's no limit to the number of them you can do at any one time. You can do them all over the country. So
you can probably have about 500 people watching that thing. I don't know if you can go higher than that. I didn't notice that.
You can go at least 1,000 on one of the settings. So it's pretty neat to take a look at all of that conceptual stuff. I'm going to check real quick because this might be Andre and Marina. So what I want you guys to do is to kind of compare some notes. I'm going to come back and ask who's had some meetings this last week and see if we've got some people on our three to get three.
Okay. Who goes first? Well, the thing I guess I'm excited about is just Mary, two things. One, I have four new people, maybe five, going to human being more training. And I've never had that. I've had one or two. But I think, you know, that's got to be a good way to start all of their businesses.
Yeah.
And then the other one, and I'll just do this because I didn't know it was going to be so great. I went to a woman's shelter just as a gift to give massages. And I took with me someone who said she just wanted to hang around and see what I was doing. And so Bree was that gal, and I did the first rollout, and then she did the next one, and then I did the next one, and then she did a bunch of them. We did it for about 4 hours, and she was so excited afterwards. And she's not a member, she's just looking. And afterwards, I said, well, do you have some friends? We've got the rest of the afternoon. Let's go do some of your people. And so, and in the training, the gals there and the gals in the shelter were in their 20s. One thing I was surprised was how into health, wellness, diet, all of that they really were. And then the other was, they said, well, do you have to go to college to do this? How do you do this? And Bree says, well, you just hang around and learn, just like me. It was such a good combination. I think we're going to have three or four of them go to the wellness preview with Larry Proffitt. And I'm not going because I'm going to be heading for Seattle by van. So Bree's going to take them.
All right.
Beautiful.
We hope you had a good week. I know Eric was adding one tonight, and what I was trying to do was to call up our previous week's sheet on who's got whom. And so let's just find out.
I'll just kind of start at the top. Chuck and Tracy, did you have any presentations this week?
Last week?
Not the week that's coming from now until next Monday, because we haven't had those yet.
Well, I signed up a new person today, and that was that Kathleen and Alex from Reading.
Ooh.
And they did about $1,600, $1,700.
So we get to put them in red on the chart then, huh?
Yeah. Kathleen, she still wants to see if it's all going to work, but she knows about three people that are doing Econ, and it has helped their, you know, their life considerably. So she has a validation that it works. So I don't know. That was kind of interesting today to hear her say that. But they're excited.
Were you able to get them on the phone with anybody on the team?
Yes, I called Marion today.
I'm sorry, I tried to get back to you.
Okay, well, that's in the future. Sounds good.
And, anything else? Okay.
Well, we did a WebEx for about 100 people.
We do have some people, a couple, John and and they were just interested in products, and now they go, well, we're interested in the business too.
Good.
You know, so we'll see. But that's about it.
Working on the left side of the brain still.
Well, Kim, did you have any presentations this last week?
I had a presentation yesterday. A family member actually came to me and asked if I wanted to join them in a new network marketing thing that they were shown by some friends. And it's the younger generation. I kind of find it funny how we all kind of started down there being presented with these things, and now it kind of does a full circle. And so I showed them, I turned it into an ABC for Nikan instead.
Smart girl.
All the good points and the better points. And there, of course, was just one product, and ours was the whole wellness home. So, yes, I'm to call them back. Actually, I see them this next weekend, and so we're supposed to have the follow-up then.
Any others?
Just a couple prospects that we just have to call back this week. We got a couple phone numbers, and we just haven't. It was just like over the weekend, so then we'll call them back. Two.
Okay. Melody, do you have any meetings this week?
I had a telephone ABC, and a young man should probably come to Tuesday night up at Leonardo's.
Okay. So you're setting one up.
Mm-hmm.
Marion, how many meetings did you have this week?
I had six plus the one at St. Margaret's.
All right.
And what's your general feeling about having that many?
I'd like to have more. Six is, you know, you can have three and four a day. But, yeah, six is great. At the minimum.
And then I'm going to ask. No, go ahead.
Well, it just, you feed from the excitement from one to the next. And there was one that was kind of, yeah, but it didn't matter because I had another one to go to.
And within this last week, Rhonda, are you on the phone?
Yes.
I had a really neat call today because every once in a while people will flare up and they'll really start to get their engines running. And Rhonda is about every third phone call I get during the day has been Rhonda lately.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I've got this, I've got that. Can we schedule this? Can we schedule that? just about the time Marion started doing that. So I have been talking with Rhonda today, and Rhonda Klaus is a silver in our organization, and she's been in for, well, probably 8-9 months now. Is that a right guess?
A little longer than that.
Okay, almost a year then. And
it's been a year.
So, Rhonda, what has been, today you and I talked about the difference, and then you went from, oh, picking up one every so often to really just having just a constant flow of them. And what was it that you thought made the difference there?
Well, I think I told you that I started believing that I could actually do this and believing in myself. And
so we sat down and kind of went through what were some of the little things you did to help build to that point where you finally broke over to that belief system. And so what were, if you were to say, okay, what did I have to do first? And so for you personally, what was that?
What I had to do first, I had to read the books and listen to the tapes every day. And I had to do a lot to get myself going. I attended Humans Being More twice, and I'm going again this coming weekend. And I created my life cycle plan. I look at that every morning and every night. And go to the meetings, hang around the successful people, and just, those are pretty much the basics there.
I hear everything you say. You know, it just builds when you keep focusing and doing all those things that Rhonda said.
And Rhonda, you got fired up. First off, there were three basic phases that I kind of noticed in your discussion this afternoon, and the first one was a biological one. You really just had to take care of some things to even be able to get across the living room. So what was that?
Oh, I have fibromyalgia, yeah, and yeah, so it took me a while to get over that and finally figure out that I had enough energy and stuff that I could actually get out and do a business.
Stage one was that you physically had to become less sick and more able to just function every day.
Right.
Step two, you went through Humans Being More, you went through a Pathfinder thing and kind of so that got you oriented to listening to the CDs and reading the books and that kind of thing. That was kind of step two, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. I went through the phone calls and found out which books I should be reading and CDs I should be listening to. And I bought all those and listened to all of them.
You went silver and had lots of activity going on, and then you cooled off for a while. And then you went through another phase that was reignition. Do you remember when we talked about that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there was actually, we identified two things this afternoon for reignition, but there is a third. And the third one is momentum. Once you start getting a couple of hits, then it makes you want to get a couple more. Your belief system starts to build because you get one and that leads to another, and then you get that one and it leads to another, right?
Right.
And the other two were a book and tape set. And so which ones do you think were part of that reignition section?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's easy. That was Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. And then Melody actually turned me on to the one, The Slight Edge. And those just really hit my buttons, you know. Started me thinking that I could do this.
So you all are seeing that there were kind of three phases. In the second phase, the book that she mentioned was, the first thing was the health. The second one was going through the books and tapes and so forth. But you said there was one book that was particularly important in the early stages, and what was that?
Well, the first one I read was Think and Grow Rich, and that was probably the first book of that kind that I'd ever read before. And so I thought, oh, that's nice, you know, that can happen to other people, but that really didn't connect for me. I didn't think that it I didn't see myself in that at first.
And then, so now the reignition were those two other pieces, right?
Right, uh-huh.
So does anybody have any questions for Rhonda?
I think it just goes back, like we went to the fundamentals, the business thing yesterday. And, you know, basically ask ourselves, are we doing all those things? Are we looking at our life cycle on, you know, on a daily basis? And just the inconsistent in what we're doing on a daily basis. And I have, you know, well, today's a new day. So yesterday I said, no, we're not. Today I say, yes, we are. We're, you know.
Good. Anybody else got a question or a comment for Rhonda?
When you are looking at your life cycle plan, tell me what's going on in your head. How are you using your life cycle plan?
I just imagine that it's happening, and I actually talk to myself and a whole conversation how I enjoy doing this and that, and I'm in, you know, enjoying doing that, and this is, I just act like it's real and happening right now, and actually I've had like three of those things come true already on my life cycle plan, which kind of inspired me to do it more, because I'm thinking, maybe I can get this one to come true.
And you know, it's interesting, the more stories we hear of people who are in the groove and they're moving up the ladder of success, the more it comes back around to everything we ever learned, and you can. Well, thank you, Rhonda. That's terrific, and just keep calling me. Bring the phone off the wall.
I will. I have to talk to you after we're done. I have two more appointments I have to make with you, so. Hurry up.
And, so I know Sandy's not on the call, and Eric, are you on, or Diana? Or Russell, did you have any appointments this week?
Well, Diana's on.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm back in.
Okay, we'll get Russell first, then we'll come back with Diana. So, Russell.
Yeah, I had a coffee shop meeting with a guy that had been in Quickstar for quite some time, and I did get back with him today, and he said that he was not interested at this time to make that time commitment. He's very interested in, when we were talking about, I think he said his mother had fibromyalgia, and somebody else he was thinking about had some other problems that he thought maybe, you know, these people could benefit from what the products may have. But we didn't really talk about the products in the coffee shop. We didn't really do that. I did the flash presentation that I loaded on my computer and played that. That was about 12 minutes, and he was impressed with that, good information, but I kind of wondering, you know, what happened with the life. So we'll meet tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. But I'm,
can all of you see that? Has anybody ever run across the experience where you explain it to one spouse, but the other spouse isn't there, and then you lose it?
Yes. It's definitely a catch-up time.
Yeah, so it's always best to do the first presentation with both if you can get there. And, Diana, do you have a finger on the pulse of some of the presentations you all have been doing this week, or did you add somebody to the chart that we can put on the computer?
We have somebody ready to sign up. They're chomping at the bit. Eric went to go sign them up the other night, and for some reason the website wasn't working, and he was not able to sign them up. This guy's young. He's just joined the Navy, and he's on leave right now, and he's just fired up. He wants he wants a piece of this, and it's pretty exciting. I was gone in Yakima, so I just kind of heard it secondhand from Eric. But the only showstopper there was the website not working and not letting him sign up.
So we got to get that one squared away. But that's neat. So now we know of two people that were added to the 3x3 this week. And I know that Andre and Marina were picking up people out of Minnesota, Michigan. Minnesota. Oh, and then Sandy has two of them that we saw. And Sandy's probably doing an average of two a day. So she would really have added to the pile today, and part of that is I'm trying to keep up with what she's throwing out there. Does anybody get a general feeling about our pace as a crew right now?
Kind of slow but steady.
Yeah, steady, but a little jumpy, too. I mean, one week one person is adding, the next week another person, so it isn't consistent with all of us, and I think that, we'll get better and better at that.
Does anybody feel like there is a separateness to all these groups as opposed to a cohesive pull to try to get the numbers that we need to fill in our three who get three?
I think in our group of three, we need to be in contact more.
Well,
we've never talked to our people.
The key is that there is a goal here. That's to get three who get three. And is there a time during the day when you lose focus or during the week when you lose focus on that goal? And if you were really doing a job that was going to have to pay you a living wage, ask yourself, again, as we go back to stuff like Dare to Dream and Work to Win, what's the one thing that counts for hours worked and you can?
Being in front of people.
So if we look at the number of hours that we're actually doing a presentation during the week, then look at the statistics and ask yourself, is your team of three producing enough new eyeballs every week to really assume that you're going to break into the momentum? And if not, what are some of the key ideas that you can come up with within that group to develop getting in front of eyeballs? I know that on this team, we've got a very excited group of people that want to make a living and go at it. But in terms of what I see in the numbers of presentations going on every week, I think Marion put it really well, we're sporadic. We'll have a couple of groups, and then those groups that become, interestingly, we've got a couple of groups that get really hot, and then they never make the Monday night call. So the idea of working as a team is still foreign. It's still a concept that says don't bug other people. And that's why Terry and I are going to try to come together and keep ourselves focused, and perhaps that'll rub off on all of y'all.
How can we, because there's several that are consistently not on. How can we, is it because they're so busy they don't have time, or is it because they don't feel part of it?
That's a good question, but I think there's not a buy-in, and not a sense of getting real value from kind of meeting with the group. Well, I would really recommend that we get that together, because by the time we get August 1st, the format and venue of this is going to change dramatically, and we're going to talk at length, Terry and I, about how we're going to split this up.
But I know if I took any one of you to put you on Terry's nationwide, worldwide call, you'd probably be the best producers on their calls. But the familiarity of being around each other, you can kind of sometimes fall back into a little bit of complacency.
I think, Terry, the last few calls that has been going on is one I didn't make, I think was more, to me personally, have been more productive, and to where I think we're all talking more and getting to know, you know, talking about the groups like you did last week, and there was another week where you were talking about basically no one left behind, you know, kind of thing. And instead of just a lot of talk constantly, and I love to hear you talk, Jerry, really, I do, but it just seems like it's just, if we're a group, then we need to talk as a group and encourage each other on how we're going to get to A to B and get that synergy going on. And that's what I've been seeing the last, you know, probably 3 or so weeks.
Well, that's good. And I think you guys are really doing the groundwork on something that's never been before. It takes a lot of stepping forward and trying something and put some boards up this way and they don't seem to work and you take them down and put them down another way, but moving toward an end, and that end is three who get three, and enough people doing enough presentations to really get the steam engine rolling. And so what's nice now is that we're down to something I think we've been looking for a long time, and that's, what do we measure? We all think it's important to ask the question, how many meetings did you have this week? What if we measured that as opposed to, and then maybe how many of those people are moving forward, as opposed to 30 things we could measure? Do you think that's a good measure?
I think that's good, but I also like what he did last week on how can we help each other. And you got very specific with specific people and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. So I think that needs to be kept before us, too.
And I want to make sure we start getting our charts up there. The only thing was that I just had way too many detailed things that came up today, and I was not able to get out to you the email invitation to the chart page. I have them up there, and they're ready to go. So, Tracy, would you do that again and just send me an email with all of those names in the header, and then I'll have that so that I can just pop it out real quickly.
Okay.
It'll go to everybody anyway, but just say hi and send it out, and then it'll just be a bunch, and then I can pull that off more quickly. Well, thank you all for doing this groundwork. It is pioneer work, and it is grunt work, but that it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marion?
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, who was it that was it had a comment? Are you all still on for making sure you get three people on the matrix by this time next week?
We're on it.
We're on it.
Is it okay to get five?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that down. All right, I will field the call from Rhonda. Will fill in for two more spots, and then all of you have the new schedule for me over in Tacoma or over in Seattle. That came to you in the email within the last 2 hours, so check that out. And God bless you, and have a great week this time. Pull the teams together. Let's get more meetings going on a regular basis.